There are a number of interesting pieces in it, including a concerto for bass trombone, which Shannon is where you come in, and this is Paul Sarasich, the composer.
Well, yeah, Paul Sarasich was a actually was the percussion and composition professor when I was at school in the Victorian College of the Arts in the mid-90s, and he had already been commissioned to write a bass trombone concerto in the mid-80s
mm-hmm.
for my old bass trombone teacher. So I heard that piece played a few times, and I actually always thought that Paul was a Australian, because he received Australian awards mm. to, you know, composition awards and stuff like that. And then when Dave and I were trying to figure out what we were going to do for this concert, I suggested, well, the Paul Sarasich is a great piece. And then we found out that he is actually from Wellington. And he also played in the Wellington Brass Band. It was called the Onslow.
Yeah, then it was called the Onslow Brass Band. He was a member of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is something, I gather, that you didn't actually know before you'd programmed work.
And funnily enough, because Paul is involved in a lot of different things. He lives in London now, I believe.
Yes.
He's involved in a lot of different things, of which one is some publishing companies that he's involved in. And I bought some music off him about 4 months ago for a Cuba Duper gig, 76 trombones, an arrangement of 76 trombones, and it was Paul Sarasich who had sent it back. And I still didn't put two and two together until actually Shannon sort of mentioned to me, actually he's from Wellington. I was like, oh, I remember that guy's name now, and that's, you know. So anyway,
well, if it wasn't for admitting it now, you'd be able to take great credit. Oh, yes, very, very careful and intelligent planning going on here. What kind of a concerto is it? Very, very difficult technically? Does he really know the instrument to really challenge you with it?
Yeah, he tries to show the instrument in some different ways. So in the first movement is quite a light, agile type of playing, which a lot of people probably wouldn't think that the bass trombone could necessarily do. And the second movement is kind of, you know, a bit dark and brooding, I guess you would say. And then in the last movement, you know, there's a very kind of powerful driving type of movement. So, yeah, it's kind of, he's taken different ideas and put them all into one kind of package, I guess you would say. But, yeah, he actually wrote it with a close connection with my old teacher, Eric Clay. So it's well written. And I think actually the great thing about playing this as well is that it's a good piece from the band side as well. I enjoy that side, not just as a solo piece, but as a whole. Yeah.
And David, it works well as a piece from your perspective as conductor of the band?
Yeah, it's very tricky for the band. There's a lot of notes, you know, in it, and often historically with brass bands, when they feature a soloist, often the band sort of can sort of take the foot off the pedal for a bit, you know. Oh, we'll let him shine for a while, you know. But actually with this piece, it's very much a concerto for band and soloist, because the parts with the band are fiendishly difficult. And it's a very intricate piece, so a lot of time changes throughout the work. You have to be on your toes all the time. So I think it's a very interesting and very dynamic piece. So it's really great. And I mean, Shannon's being very polite, but you know, the part that he's playing is fiendishly difficult, and there's some really tricky things in the bass trombone part that Shannon probably finds quite easy, but I would imagine that 99% of trombonists around the world would struggle immensely with. So it's great pleasure to hear him play it as well. It's great.